Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with lemon berry tartlets. That's right. Remember that lemon curd we made? I had some leftover and I decided to use that as an excuse to show you how to use puff pastry to make these pretty little tarts. And we love these kind of recipes here at Food Wishes because they look fancy, like they were hard to make, but so not hard to make. In fact, incredibly easy. So check it out. All right, we're going to start on a well-floured board. I have one piece of frozen puff pastry. You can find this in any grocery store. I don't want to give a brand, but it rhymes with Pfeffridge Parmes. And generally they say to let this thaw completely before you work with it, but I'm going to tell you not to. As soon as it's thawed enough to unfold it like this, that's what you want to do. And that's why those seams are kind of rough, because those tear a little bit if you try to unfold it when it's still slightly frozen. But that's really critical, because we're going to take this round cutter, we're going to go down the middle of each section and avoid the seam. And why it's so important we do this cutting when the dough is really still super cold is because you want a nice clean cut. All right, if it's overthawed, it's going to smush and smash, and all those beautiful layers of butter and flour in the puff pastry, the thing that makes it puff, will all get mashed together and it won't work as well. All right, so you really want to use very cold, almost frozen dough. All right, so once our circles are cut, we're going to place those on a sheet pan. I'm using a silicone mat. All right, parchment paper would work fine. And then we're going to take a slightly smaller round cutter and press that into the middle. All right, we're going to go down through, but we're not going to remove that piece. We're just going to leave it right where it is. And you're going to see why after these are baked. So try to get it as centered as possible, just like that. And when all the centers are cut, the last step before we pop these in the oven is to brush it with a little bit of egg wash, which of course is just a beaten egg. It's going to give it a gorgeous color. And that is ready for the oven. We're going to toss that in the center of a very well preheated 400 degree oven. And those are going to bake for about 13 to 15 minutes or until very well browned and fully puffed. Check it out. Of course, some are going to puff up more than others. That's totally normal. And again, that's why it's critical you cut that dough when it's very, very cold, almost frozen, so you get those nice clean cuts, which allows it to rise. All right, you see this one here? I must have smashed that somehow. Did not rise as well. The good news, however, all these are going to work perfectly for the tartlets. Once they're filled, you'll never know. So we're going to let those cool completely. Completely cool. Do not do this next step while they're hot. But once they are, in fact, fully cooled, you're going to take a paring knife and you're going to carefully cut around that little indentation, but you're not going to remove it. You're just going to simply poke it down to the bottom of the tartlet with your finger. That's going to kind of insulate the bottom, but way more importantly, it's going to give us a place to put our filling. In my case, the lemon curd we did. Of course, if you want, you could fill these with things like vanilla custard or a chocolate mousse, something like that, whipped cream. I mean, really, whatever your tart desires. So we're going to spoon our filling in. And then to finish it off, I placed one large blackberry on the top of each. I think that looks awesome. All right, any kind of berries are going to work, strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, anything in season. And yes, if you thawed it and drained it really well, you could use frozen berries for this. And then one last thing before you start pounding these, I like to give it a little dusting of powdered sugar. Sort of gives it that fancy French pastry shop look. Put them on some kind of decent looking tray or platter. And that is done. Lemon berry tartlets. And how did that buttery, flaky, crispy tart filled with lemon curd and blackberry taste? I think we both know the answer to that question. Fantastic. Really, really delicious. In fact, let me just finish this. And like I said, this is the kind of recipe that looks super hard to do. People think you have mad skills, and you don't. You just watched my video and then took full credit, which is fine. You know I encourage that kind of behavior. So I hope you give these a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.